The county has also seen an increase to 154 county residents who have overcome the virus and are on the mend. As with most of the country, the big issue is testing, with the need for massive testing to see how many people were hit with the virus, even if they didn't know it. Some of that is being done by antibody tests, which look for evidence in the blood of being exposed. First results from 3,000 tests statewide show almost 14% had the COVID antibodies. The epicenter of the virus storm has been in nursing homes. Wittisch says in her daily briefing, Albany regulates nursing homes, but the county is helping local homes.
Our county Department of Health is certainly ready and willing and able to work in partnership here locally with our local nursing homes, with their residents and the staff to help ensure that they have what they need to keep their residents and staff safe. We're doing what we can to help them get the testing kits that they need and providing those to different facilities as we hear that we need them.
At least 8 of the COVID deaths in Niagara County occurred in nursing homes. With an anticipated rise in the virus cases in Western New York, personal protective gear and increased testing may give a better picture of what's happening. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.